Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 10. We're in the double digits. Awesome. Really happy about this. Now, today we're going to be talking about some rapport building tips. These are tips you can instantly apply to your sales conversations and when you first meet someone to boost up your first impression and increase your level of persuasiveness with your prospects and how they perceive you as a confident sales individual. We're going to talk about do's and don'ts when it comes to instant rapport building. If you guys are using these, amazing. If not, add them to your sales conversation and watch you come off as more persuasive. When it comes to building rapport during your sales conversations, you never want to have anything in your hands. You never want to be fidgeting with anything. This signifies lack of confidence and nervousness. And I used to do this all the time to the point where I would have a pen in my hand, and it's something as simple as a pen, something you feel like, okay, I need to have a pen in my hand because I write stuff. But before you know it, 10 minutes have gone by and I've dropped my pen 3 times. While talking with the prospect, and sometimes they pick it up for me. And thinking back, I can only imagine how embarrassing, totally embarrassing that is to have your own prospect seeing you, number one, drop your pen. And this has happened to me before 3 times in a conversation. And I didn't even realize like it was something wrong, and they're picking it up for me. And it's just crazy thinking back. And do not fidget, guys. Moral of the story, if you notice, keep a cognitive eye out for this. If you find yourself fidgeting with your feet or your hands, you want to keep your hands calm and in front of you. And if you're playing with anything in your hands, even as little as a pen, I implore you to stop. It's ruining your persuasiveness. It's having a negative impact on your influence towards other people. And again, you can be doing this without realizing. So that's the first one. The second tip is you do not want to be filling silence gaps. Silence gaps are natural. And if you're able to remain comfortable in a silence gap, it shows confidence. And if you're confident in a silence gap, your prospect will feel fine as well. The only time where it gets awkward is if you feel awkward and you try and fill it with awkward silence. This also displays lack of confidence. So it's fine to ponder and think about questions you're going to ask. 10 seconds, let 10 seconds go by and just think. It shows that you're actually trying to come up with a valid and an intelligent question. It's fine to have silence. Silence is your friend. Remember that. It is awkward at first if you're getting used to not filling in silence gaps with awkward nonsense, but try this. It's going to help you. The second is, and I used to do this as well, don't use a double handshake. There's studies that show that you shouldn't use a double handshake. Some people do it. Again, these are little tips. So if you do it and you're used to doing it, it's probably not going to make a massive difference in terms of your persuasiveness. But from what I've done, what I've heard, and the research, it comes off as a little bit desperate if you're doing a double handshake. That's the impression that I get as well. I used to do them sometimes. When I do it, I feel weird. And when people do them to me, I sense that they're trying. They're a little bit try hard. It just reeks of, for me, it reeks of desperation. So if you use a double handshake, I'd encourage you to avoid it. But then again, if you're so used to using it and you just want to stick to it, that's fine too. This is a really important one. Don't conceal your hands behind your back or in your pockets anywhere. When you're talking, meeting, and just throughout the entire sales conversation, never have your hands where your prospect can't see them. And this actually dates back to primitive times, back in the day, in our primitive days, let's say someone wasn't able to see your hands, they would feel threatened because they threatened and scared because they feel you might have a knife. And this is still ingrained in our cognitive mind and our subconscious mind as well. And that's why you will get an uncomfortable feeling with people. People make you feel uncomfortable when they have their hind hands hidden. So crossed behind their back or in their pockets or fidgeting with something in their pockets. This is a common one too. Fidgeting and doing it in your pocket is just sketchy. It's like, what are they going to pull out? What's moving around in their pocket? It's distracting, shows lack of confidence. It's threatening as well. Do not do this. Sometimes you're not even aware you're doing it because you're nervous and it's an unconscious habit, but do not conceal your hands in your pockets or behind your back. You want to show your hands palms open, obviously in a natural way, where your prospect can visibly see your hands and that there's nothing in them. This gives them a confidence, a comfortability feeling when it comes to you in comparison to when you don't have your hands in front of you or at your sides and you have them hidden or in your pockets. There's a feeling, it's an uncomfortable feeling that they get, and that they're going to associate that with doing business with you. Believe me, it's going to negatively affect you. This is a big one when it comes to your persuasiveness. So then what you really want to be doing with your hands is just keeping them relaxed as you possibly can, on your sides, at your sides, naturally, where your prospect can see them. And this is actually leading into the next don't. Do not have too much hand communication movement. So we love to talk with our hands. Talking with your hands is very good. You want to be doing this, but you don't want to be doing it too much to the point where it's very inconsistent with your words and it's distracting. Hand communication is very good, but it can be overdone very easily. If you're waving your hands around, it becomes distracting and it even confuses your prospect. So you do want to use your hand signals and hand movements when you're talking. It does help with persuasiveness, but you do not want to be doing it to the point where it's inconsistent with your words and you're just shuffling your hands around nonsense like you're performing some sort of hand dance. You don't want to do a hand dance. You want to just have them nice, consistent, in the same fashion as your words, and that's going to be very helpful. The next one is you do not want to flatter your prospects with ingenuine compliments. You want to give them a compliment, yes, but it needs to be genuine. Everyone can tell when you're just giving them flattery. And what flattery means to me is that it's just compliments that you don't mean, that you're just looking for a way to compliment. If the only compliment you can give to someone is a disingenuous compliment, don't give them one at all. That you should be giving people compliments. Everyone loves it. But if it's not being from a place of you being genuine, do not give people compliments. Look for a compliment to give your prospect. If you can't find one naturally that's genuine, don't give them a compliment at all. At all. That's the worst. No one likes to be flattered like that. So what do you do? What do you do? So here's what you want to do in sales to build more rapport. You want to engage them with a firm handshake, eye contact as well. You want to have a nice, firm, not too firm, but a firm handshake and look them in the eyes when you're meeting them. This shows confidence, but if you overdo it, it shows overbearing confidence to the point where you seem cocky, and that's not a good look either. So a nice firm handshake, proper eye contact. So back to the compliment, pay your prospect a genuine compliment. This one's important. So proper name pronunciation. You want to have, when you talk to your prospect, whether it's you're meeting them for the first time or you know them a little bit well, if they have an unorthodox name, you want to get their name right. People love the sound of their own name, and they hate it when you're not pronouncing it right. So I used to do this all the time. Someone would tell me, I've had people tell me names that I'm not familiar with, and they would say it, and I would here, I'd have to ask them what's their name three times, and then I just stopped, and I just would be like, and tell me, and if you guys do this too, let me know, but I would just not say their name at all because it was too complicated. You're better off, even if it's five times, you say, and I do this now, you say, look, I really want to get your name right. It's a great name. I want to get it right. It's going to take me a little bit of time, so can you say it one or two more times? And you repeat it, and you repeat it. I swear, I've said someone's name eight times, and I've laughed. We both laugh about it and apologize. They're going to be thankful you're putting in the effort to get their name right. So if you even have to ask six, seven times, get their name right and ask them, am I saying it right? Ask them if you're saying their name properly. They love that. So, and then again, eye contact, proper eye contact. Proper eye contact throughout the whole sales conversation. You don't want to be staring them down. It's not a stare down, but you also don't want to be looking away when you're talking to them. When you're talking to them, look them in the eyes and then have natural breaks in eye contact. Otherwise, you're just staring them down, and that's pretty awkward and creepy too. That is going to be everything. I don't want it to be too overwhelming. Those are the main do's and don'ts of the sales initial meeting, interaction, the first impressions. They're very small, and if you do these all, then you're going to increase your level of persuasiveness and confidence in how people interpret you. First impression is everything. It does mean a lot, and it does have a lot of bearing on how people perceive you in terms of wanting to do business. So make sure you're creating the best first impression you can. That's going to be it for today. This has been Sales with Kales. Hope you guys got some good value out of it. Till next time, take care.